Okay, there's something about the Joran van der Sloot sentence in Peru that it just doesn't sit right with me. 28 years or whatever he was sentenced with, the media jumped all over it. And if it was a true 28 years, I'd feel a whole lot better, but I don't think it's going to be. This is a narcissistic manipulator who will do what he can to try and screw the system. They have this good behavior clause there that with studies and good behavior, he could be out in 9 or 10 years. I hope that doesn't happen. But it was also interesting to see how the media spun that 28-year sentence. Obviously, the Holloway family is still looking for answers in the case of the disappearance of Natalie. But the media jumped right over this 28-year sentence and made it look like Joran is finally paying for taking Natalie Holloway. He hasn't done that yet. He hasn't paid a cent. He hasn't paid a scintilla of his possible culpability for that case. And to be quite honest with you, this extortion case in the States, whether it goes or not, will be small pittance to answer for the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. 28 years, I hope, is 28 years, and he's not out in 8 or 10. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.